let's take the ordinary 5 minutes break and agree on the last nine. If we can't, we must come back and fight. Not the way we are doing it now. It has not been effective. I'm not protecting anybody. That's what we've agreed on, and that's what has made us come with a consensus-building process. It's part of the democratic persuasion of the space we are in. It doesn't have to be my way or the highway. We've been building consensus, and that consensus has worked on three bodies. So even on this one, we can do that. When it fails, let's come back and then fight. That's all we're saying.
Honorable Davis. Thank you, Chair. I think we're actually all on the same page. Honorable Van Damme has objected to two candidates, which is her right, as we agree, and in that she's attempting to persuade the ANC to withdraw those names, and I think that that's her right, and that's good. But now we will whittle down the list, and it's really up to the ANC if they want to fight for those candidates, and when it comes down to it, we will make the case that they are ineligible for the board if that is the case. And, you know, I think we must be mindful, some of us are still scarred from the case of Mr. Tami Ntenteni, because it was actually quite embarrassing. You know, it only came to light that he had a criminal conviction for drunk driving on the floor of the National Assembly. And I think if you remember, those of us who were on the committee, we had to withdraw his name on the floor of the National Assembly. And then subsequently he resigned from the MDDA for the same conviction. So I just think we need to be careful as well. We don't want to embarrass ourselves and have candidates go through who are ineligible.
We break I think we are fine with this. We can, during negotiations, we'll deal with this. Honorable Teddy?
No. I think we're agreeing, Chair. I had thought this particular matter, we'll deal with it when we come back, but we're at the stage where we need to consolidate. And then when we reconvene, is then that we can then be able to engage her on that particular issue. But for now, let's proceed as if she did not raise anything. If we're to break, it should be on the basis of us having more than the number that is required.
Do we have lunch, Mr. Foss? Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, what are the numbers? We are looking for nine candidates. We have how many proposed names? We didn't do that process of crisscrossing and all that. I'm not sure. I've not seen any commonalities, but maybe I'm the only one. There's none. So we have, what is the total number? Okay. So we need clarity. The attitude. Should I continue? No. The sentiment expressed by Honorable Sidi seems to suggest that there is no need for a consensus-building process. I want to argue that there is. Look, we don't have, mind you, we didn't come here, us, with a list. The EFF, in this case, is willing to be persuaded by people who've got strong candidates. We don't have strong candidates in relation to this one. We're willing to follow the spirit and the letter of the law. And that should have made it easy, because it means only two parties must speak. And if that's the case, I want to persuade honorable members to talk, including raising, say, but we've got this on relation to your candidate. Do you want to withdraw them, as we've been doing? It's not a bad thing. Honorable members across the board have been able to do that throughout. So the spread is not necessary. I'm appealing to both the ANC and the D. If you can find each other in this break, please save all of us and do that. And then we can be able to come back with a much more agreed list, taking into consideration, as we've been, the law, the requirements, and so on and so forth. Finally, the Honorable Davis is right that we have a trauma. All of us. members of this committee who have submitted a name before that had questionable legal background. I want to remind members that sometimes that detail, people are not vetted in the beginning. So majority of these applications have not gone through the vetting process. The vetting process is often subjected to the shortlist. And if we want to flag people on the basis of allegations, that is correct as well. It's correct to say this person has had allegations, but the information we have at the moment is that there is no conviction or there are no charges. Because allegations can be made. I've been accused of many things. So, but if the charges have been made, have been brought against them, or there's a conviction, we'll have to consider that. But sometimes we're unable to find any of that information. And then when we subject those people into a vetting process because we have shortlisted them, then the information comes, because then Parliament only does that at that stage. Please, comrades must consider that. But this consensus building process we've been engaged in has not been unmindful to that, such that we can't trust it now. It has been very mindful of those particular nitty-gritties. So I don't want you to ignore the fact that those flags must be raised, and that the vetting process is not, as Chairperson said, in the beginning. It is onto the short list, which means we must consider all those objections. So finally, I want to persuade members, SP, BP, and MP, that go and persuade each other. Only when you can't find each other, then let's deal with the facts soberly. We don't want that halabaloo. Soberly, we give each other a chance to speak, we hear each other, and we decide. That is what I want to persuade members to do. Otherwise, we'll be here for too long.
Honorable Kungubel, and then Matisha.
Yeah, no, I think this this development has allowed the doctor to do this peaceful process advocacy, which is good. I think let's not waste time. Let the parties meet. But the parties must understand, if you say my nominee has got allegations, I am entitled to a space to confirm that, so that we can clean that. But what we want to guarantee, I'm doing it for the third, fourth time now, ANC will not support people who don't qualify in this process. So I want to guarantee you on that. But can we then move in the process of saying, you've thrown your names, we've thrown names. Our team that usually discuss with you, go and discuss. And then if then you disagree, the normal portfolio committee processes will have to be followed. I don't want to repeat everything that the doctor has articulated. Thank you.
Honorable Matisha.
What Comrade Ndlozi... Oh, Honorable... I forget. What Honorable Ndlozi has said, I support. I think he's right. But further to say, the names that we have put there, kindly remove them. Okay?
All of them?
Yes.
Which names, though?
The numbers.
The three. The FT names.
That we have put. Okay? Remove those numbers. And then, which then says that the numbers that shall remain are 12. No, from 2. That's ANC and DA. Okay.
11.
Are they 11 now?
12, okay.
Okay. And then, but I only agree with what he has said. Thank you.
It's going to be 14 names.
And
yes. Yes. So we'll have 14 names only from ANC and TA. Can you break for? Do you still want to engage further on this? I thought time now is for both of you.
Just clarity. You say 14 names, but we need to get that down to 9. Eh? So we need to lose 5. Is that correct?
Yeah. That comes after talking. Where is lunch, Putin?
Up at 12, they say.
Yes, but where?
V8.
Opposite all the same chamber.
How are you, man?
8. The villa, just explain, I don't even know this picture.
Honorable members, V8 is opposite the post office.
I need to get a list of those other the names of the first lot. Yeah, that's all of two. I went to the doctor this morning and they gave me these painkillers. Gave me an injection. And I'm sitting here trying to keep my eyes open. She said it might make me groggy. She didn't say it. I could literally sleep.
You know what you must do? You must drink a lot of water to dissolve it all from medicine.
We didn't sleep, man. So you think she's...
I can see.
Yeah, if we go eat, then we are not going to be able to work.
You know, we
Yes. You know, I'm not sure what, you know, we back office. So we went to it. Ma'am, I arrived late, man. I'm asking for $1 million for you. To load for me the money's recording. But make sure that the...
It'll be on PMG. It'll be on PMG.
The thing is,
I don't want to stuff around with this because I don't know how it works, and the last thing I need is to get in cuck. Because
but you can
I just don't want to even play with it.
Okay. No, that's fair.
Because then I get... But it'll be...
I don't have a problem with it. No, no, I agree, but I'm saying... You know what PMG did? This portfolio committee, you have to subscribe and pay. So it's not like other committees, whereby you can just go to PMG, get it, and see, and access
the... What you can do is send me an email, because I'm going to ask them to email it to me.
So that's
a
problem.
And then I will forward it to you.
They call them premium committees.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call them... let me just write my details. They call them premium... Or let me write... Oh, yeah, my emails are there. Okay, let me just write it here then at the... Because...
Put a tiny little star next to it.
Yeah, can I put it here? Because you are not going to be able to see it. Let me just say...
It will be a bonus for you, you'll get this thing. At the correct moment.
Emmanuel M. So what is your email address?
What?
It's Emmanuel M. at doc.gov.za. What is your email?
Okay.
What is your email address? You don't have email address, Jimmy?
Yeah, just email.
Then I'll have to get the ask your cell number so that I can text you.
Okay.
I don't believe in phone calls. I only send text messages. So which means from this morning when I arrived at home, and that guy prays a lot.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then... no, the chairperson defended you. So you...
No, it was not the matter of... let me get my phone.
Yeah, I went to the doctor this morning and I got an injection for my foot.
And some antibiotics?
No, just, because it's now 5 weeks, but just gave me this injection and said it might make me drowsy.
Oh, okay.
I can't keep my eyes open.
Now you should have taken a day off.
You should see my handwriting. I don't have this list of these names.
No, they make an announcement now for which I'm going to say.
Yeah, I don't have a list. I didn't get a list of the other ones either.
No, the list is out now. It's just the first one to send it to you by email.
Yeah. Names mean that they're just loose at the back. It's some.
Those ones, it's the people who are currently serving.
Paris?
In the board.
And is that Casa?
Yeah, that's Casa. Those are the people who are currently there.
Okay.
Who are present, serving in the board.
We're looking at how many vacancies for
Ikasa.
For Ikasa?
It's three.
Only three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then only two.
I know how this is vacant in September. But for now, it's a matter of filling the three.
Okay. So three now. Okay. And that's whittled down from the nine that they're going to come up with. And then MBDA, we're looking at whittling it down to four candidates. Four candidates to fill how many posts?
I think they're looking at them to bring it down to, I think it's also three positions there.
Mm. You're going to be here for a sec.
Hmm?
You're going to be here for a sec.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm tired. I can't go to the hospital.
You are the real lunch with members.
Yeah, this is only for members, that's right.
No, but I think for everybody also. This is for only for members.
Yeah, this is
no,
for
members.
For everybody.
Oh, Mr.
Document, Monday, green. I don't know if I copy it.
Yeah, no, Mr. Foss, when he comes.
Okay.
Yeah, we all got it from him. It's in the back, but now I'm sure we.
Oh,
because they print. Yeah, it's there. Yes.
Can you spoon it?
Yeah, now.
Until what time is the meeting scheduled?
For sure, up until 1.
Oh.
Yeah, we are almost done. Oh. Almost, yeah.
Well, just the final.
This is the final, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
one. We are almost done.
Yeah.
No, I said
almost wicked.
The lady there is
almost wicked.
But
oh, for a full body massage.
That's good.
No fun.
My
father is boxed.
I did a course in this.
Okay.
Yeah. Fun for what, man?
For a full body massage.
I can do it for free. strictly professional.
Yeah. No, I don't trust this. The free one, nice. There's no free lunch.
You're out of order. It's unparliamentary.
Yeah, parliamentary. Yeah, hey, no.
It's unparliamentary.
Yeah, we need to be careful. Be careful.
Smoke? Need to smoke?
Yes, I'm a smoker, bro.
Oh, okay.
I'm not weed. My colleague's lunch is there.
Ah, thank you.
Light,
thank you.
You see the red one specially packed for you? I think I did save it here.
Oh, okay.
Just then.
I'm
We will can't we
got yet Mr.
No thanks. Fine.
Yeah.
Thanks, sorry, do you know who did the presentation for ICASA and MDDA? The same guy?
Yeah, the same person. I just can't go there.
The same?
No, the content advisor. Mbomaleka. Must be here.
Oh, Mbomaleka. Okay. Alright.
Is that yours, sorry? Is that yours? Just lying on the floor. The small thing there.
No, it's not me.
Hello.
Can we move column in?
Honourable members, let's reconvene. I will now allow members to table their revised list. There is funding. Are you okay? Can we allow the ANC? Where is the capture? Is he captured already? Can we have ANC list, revised list? Honorable Thirdly.
Thank you very much, Chair FM. The ANC list is as follows. Candidate 1-8, Ronald Lamola. Candidate 6-5, Rufuno Nevonde. Candidate 1-2, Sibongile Gaqa. Candidate 2-9, Advocate Makondere Mativa. And candidate 8-0, Martina Della Togna.
18, 65, 1, 2, 8, 0, and 29.
Chair, we've got number 3, Michael Bauer.
Number what?
Number 3. And then number 30, Mr. Herbert Matlow. And number 35, Professor Sheila Mumusi. And then number 56, Ms. Barber.
That is certainly a greatly improved list. We are, however, still concerned about candidate Lamola. The Act specifically says no office bearers of any political parties. So please could the ANC verify their candidate to make sure that he isn't an office bearer. It is problematic that political apparatchiks are added to these boards. But in terms of the Act, it specifically says that no office bearers. So if you could verify that information for us, we'd be very grateful.
Just also to be on record, because it might mislead the public. As far as we know, Lamola is not an office bearer of any structure in the ANC. He is a member of the ANC. He has been a prominent youth league leader of the ANC. Thank you, Chair. But we'll do a favor, as she says, we'll bring the information she wants.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And I hope the DA will do the same with the candidates that they have submitted.
Check our candidate. We check all candidates before nominating them. Everyone must do that.
Okay, members. I think we're done. We need to on the same list. On the list, yes, Honourable Van Dyk.
Chair, before we go, I just want to raise something, so you can just give an indication when we. At the end of our program.
If it's on the list, you can do that now. Okay, go ahead.
Chair, with regarding to the letter that I've written, our program says that the minister is coming to address us on the MDDA next week, Tuesday, and I just want to raise the issue of the MDDA that was in the media. And I just want to ask if it will be possible to also ask the chair of the MDDA as well as the CEO to come to the committee to maybe also address us on this specific matter.
Maybe before that, members, can we? It looks like we're having a problem with Monday. A number of members are not available. Can we take a decision on that? Because we must also inform the legal services and the staff not to prepare for Monday. Honourable Fanda, and then Honourable Kalako, and then Honourable Kalako.
No, Chair, I was going to say because the NDIANs is not available. Were not granted that Monday. We usually say party day, so we didn't. Were not successful to get. So I'll propose that we postpone it or we reschedule.
It's unavailability of a number of. ANC members, Honourable Kalako, who were granted late, very late, but other members will be tight on that day. Honourable Joseph,
even if it's not about the availability of others, I don't think that. You see, we agreed last time that we must be given the latest proposed amendments. That has not happened. So even if the whole ANC was available together with Babaka Duduzani, the reality is that we're going to be available to hard on Monday. So in relation to our agenda, and I want to raise this, Chairperson, because my complaint about staff here and our administrative support will begin to sound like a broken record. We need a thorough explanation. We agreed 2 weeks ago, well, the other week, which was a normal committee day on Tuesday, that we need the latest amendments to the bill to be given to us on time when we put Monday as the time that we are going to discuss the bill. And that has not happened. So is it staff? Is it the ministry? Let us get an explanation in a proper way and not just postpone a meeting on the basis of those rather unsound logistics. What worries me more is that what is supposed to happen in relation to the bill has not even now been given to us, which means I can't say when we should postpone it to.
I'd like to support Honourable Rosie's point. Tuesday was not the first time we requested an updated version of the bill. We requested it last term, I think it was in June, and it has still not been provided to us. So it must be made clear whether it is the FPB or the ministry that hasn't provided the bill or hasn't been provided to the secretariat and hasn't been sent to members. On Tuesday, there was an undertaking that it would be sent to us on Tuesday, and we still don't have it. We cannot proceed until we're given at least a week before before we discuss the bill to have a look at it. Thanks, Chair.
Yeah, maybe let's take the points. I don't get this explanation here. I'll have to make a follow-up with the office. I think we agree with those comments that we're supposed to get. I think that's the reason, because we don't have it. Can we let the week, the following week slip? The process of SABC was a terrible one, I must say, in us following up on all those matters. Once more, apologies, members. Can you allow me to circulate the bill as early as next week, Monday? Okay. Is there anything else? Honorable Van Dijk, you wanted to say something? Okay.
What I'd requested the first time is not, because the bill has gone through too many changes. So we made some changes, the ministry made changes, and they made more changes. What we're requesting is the latest version of the bill. So we don't want the different sections. So we want to see it in entirety so we can make proper submissions on the bill. So it must be the whole thing together.
Can let us not say Monday, because it will be documents getting to you. Let's say in the meeting on Monday it will be circulated. Okay. And Tuesday. Yes, Honorable Davis.
Chair, for next week we are doing the interviews for the SABC on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Will we have an opportunity to discuss as a committee in the morning how we're going to approach the interview process? Or are we just going to go straight into the interviews? I just think there might be an argument that we just meet for 45 minutes or so just to discuss how we're going to approach the interviews. Then also I believe that next Thursday afternoon, if I'm not mistaken, is questions to the President.
We don't have to take that question.
The committee has requested to be excused from that, and it's accepted. So as the House proceeds, we'll be in the committee. So we are granted that permission to proceed. Yes.
Well, I wanted to say that let us discuss that on Tuesday, since we're meeting anyway, as to how we're approaching the SABC interviews. Thank you very much.
I think that's the... I don't know if the report is ready for adoption. Can we adopt the two reports, the CASA and MDDA, so that everything is sealed? The Secretary will read the report of the CASA and then MDDA. And then we'll adopt both of them.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable members, this is the progress report of the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the filling of three vacancies in the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa, CASA Council, dated 25 August 2017. The Portfolio Committee on Communications, having considered the request from the Minister of Communications to fill two vacancies in the CASA Council and the request by Deputy Speaker to fill a vacancy that arose as a result of Mr. Robben Mutlaluga's term coming to an end on 30 June, report as follows. A letter was received from the Minister of Communications informing the National Assembly that the terms of office of Ms. Nomvuyiso Baji and Ms. Katsirina Pillay, councillors of ICASA, expired on 31 January 2017, and requesting that the National Assembly commence with the process of filling the vacancies. Another letter was received from the Speaker of the National Assembly dated 28 June 2017 advising the committee that the upcoming vacancy of Mr. Mutsaluga and requesting that this vacancy be filled together with the other two vacancies. The committee advertised the call for nominations of persons to serve in the ICASA Council and received 117 submissions. On 25 August 2017, the committee met and unanimously recommended that the following 15 candidates be shortlisted to be interviewed for ICASA Council: Advocate Kawekazi Matlati, Ms. Natalie N. Delport, Dr. Mashilo Buluka, Mrs. Nomonde Kongweka Siopa, Mr. Posa Mashangwane, Mr. Peter Sapulusa, Mr. Ruben Mutsaluga, Mr. Thabo Makhakhe, Professor Sheila Onketse Musi, Ms. Thembe Kasimane, Ms. Lula Mamukobo, Mr. Ashraf Patel, Mr. Andrew Peto, Mr. Temba Piri, and Ms. Kate Skinner. That is the report of the committee. Chairperson, and interviews will be held on the date yet to be decided by the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Members, that's your report. I have the mover. Honorable Kalako, seconded by Honorable Matisha. Okay, the other report.
Thank you, Chairperson. This is the progress report of the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the filling of three vacancies on the Media Development and Diversity Agency Board, dated 25 August 2017. The Portfolio Committee on Communications, having considered the two letters from the President of the Republic, informing the National Assembly that Mr. Thamsang Ntintini, appointed to the Board of Media Development and Diversity Agency with effect from 19 June 2015 on the recommendation of the National Assembly, was not eligible for appointment in terms of Section 5F of the MTDA Act, and requesting that the National Assembly commence with the process of his removal in accordance with the Section 6(2) of the Act. The second letter was informing members of the National Assembly that in terms of Section 8(2) of the MTDA Act, the term of office of MTDA Board Member Mr. Jabulane Blose, which expired on 31 January 2016, and the term of office of Mr. Roland Williams, which expired on 31 December 2016, and requesting the National Assembly to commence with the process of recommending in accordance with the principles set out in Section 41B of the above-mentioned Act, suitable candidates to fill these vacancies. On 23 May 2017, the committee considered a legal opinion from the Constitutional and Legal Services Office on the eligibility of Mr. Ntendeni for appointment to the MTDA board and resolved that Mr. Ntendeni was not eligible for appointment to the board and the committee would advertise and fill the vacancy. The committee advertised the call for nominations of persons to serve on the board and received 83 submissions. On 25 August 2017, the committee met and unanimously recommended that the following nine candidates be shortlisted for interviews: Mr. Michael Bauer, Mr. Sibongile Ganga, Mr. Ronald Zamula, Advocate Makondo Lele Matiba, Mr. Hubert Matlow, Professor Sheila Onketse Musi, Ms. Nondembe Kombava, Advocate Lufuno Nivondwe, and Ms. Martina Della Togna. The interviews are scheduled to take place on Monday, 4 September 2017. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honourable members, that's the report. Any mover? Can I see the hand? Honourable Sedi, seconded? No seconder. Honourable Kalako, seconded. Members, the CVs of these people will be published starting from Monday. Exactly the way we did with SABC, and then allow 5 days, working days, for the public to comment. The CVs, I must also repeat that they won't reflect the details like their addresses, their telephone numbers, and all of that. But everything else will be reflected. That's the end of the meeting, members. For record, we agree that we won't meet Monday. We'll be meeting from Tuesday. Thank you very much. The meeting was adjourned.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
No, maybe there was. I told them. I don't know why they didn't.
Proud of you, my
thanks very much for the hard
work.
Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Hey, each other.
Okay, all right.
No, because I wrote a message to the witness.
Right, I said, over the meeting on Tuesday, we propose that we start at 10. So everybody said that. So now she's going to come to me. It's a flop. Remember, they're going to say, I didn't see that. You know, Mr. Walbaum, remember?
Oh, boy, you sabotage me. I need my laptop.
Yeah.
How can I do my work?
And then?
And then it's going to... No, this is my daughter's one.
The
Elizabeth School. I took this because I didn't have a thing to. My lips can try to do it. I will check. No, the different I got it from one to be a thing. No, it's not difficult. That means you have to check on the availability.
Can you still let me know how many people applied?
That information should... Yeah, I mean, it should be available. Yeah, about this thing. No, it should... Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. No. It should be available, don't worry. The information is there, but when you go deep, I mean, but it won't be today. So why don't you just compromise and today, on your report, say the committee agreed on this as a draft report. And then on next week, then you're going to write all those details that you need, that no, X amount of candidate applied, this number were shortlisted. Because you know what happened? After the people have applied, there was the clearing process, whereby people who apply but don't qualify were eliminated.
Yes.
And then after, in fact, on the report...
Tim McCarthy?
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Tim McCarthy?
Yeah, let me just...
Sorted.
And SMS now, telling them that the meeting has been... The briefing of the control local... Yeah?
Hmm? Okay, are you done with the name?
Yeah, I'm done. Okay, yeah. Because I need to send this to Mr. Minister
now.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, we'll talk, yeah.
Tim McCarthy?
No, it's in this plastic. Okay, take this one. Yeah, I think this one, yeah. You need this one. Okay, it's fine. Because I'm putting it
now. What?
Yeah, because you're not get my attention, yeah. Amendment bill. Remember, they said the briefing has been postponed.
Monday's meeting.
No. The Monday's meeting has been postponed, and also the briefing on the films and publications. Remember, the opposition raised concerns that.
Yeah, why was Monday? Why was Monday performed just because of availability of MPs?
No, just say money, don't give the reason, because there were a lot of reasons that was given. If you say availability, opposition said no, the issue of availability is not, we cannot postpone on those grounds. We postpone on the grounds that the bill was not circulated before time. So even if members were available, we wouldn't, hey Baba, my name was, the meeting wouldn't go ahead because they didn't publish the bill, the members didn't get amendment bill on time. That is the reason why the films and publications amendment bill has been postponed, and then the briefing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So and no, sir, thanks, leader. Hey, sir.
Bye.
Briefing of the particular committee on films and publications amendment bill has been postponed until further notice. Has been postponed until further notice. The committee agreed that the briefing be postponed because the amendment bill was not circulated on time as requested, because the committee agreed that the briefing be postponed.
No, finish it. I want to talk to you about something.
Oh, okay. The committee agreed that the briefing be postponed because the revised amendment bill was not
matriculated on time, as was not reported on time, on the time requested by, on the time requested by the portfolio committee member, by the committee member, by the committee member. The chairperson named an undertaking that
the documents would be available during
that the docs, yeah, you've got the docs that the documents on the code, the revised,
so it will be distributed during the meeting on Tuesday.
Will be circulated.
Yes, I did. That's why I was so frustrated, Nikki. It would have been better if they have announced it, and then it will be part of the record. You understand? So you're gonna have the same problem again on Monday. On Tuesday, then we didn't know that the he was postponed. Because I wanted to be about he might send out that thing on Monday, yes. You know, we all have witnesses. Yeah, but
the chairperson meeting,
and then he's going to expose us, because, you know, minister was briefing, that the minister was briefing the study group before the meeting. You know what I understand? So he's just going to create unnecessary.
The chairperson made an understanding that the reverse amendment bill will be
and some people will fly in for Monday.
Yes.
Spend another day.
Yes, you can write it, but you can write it as part of the whatever. But the political decision was that the document were not distributed because committee members requested the document to be distributed, and then they said it will be distributed, and then the documents were not distributed on the time as requested by the portfolio committee members. Remember, even in closing said no. Even if the entire ANC was there and Ubabaka Juzan was here, we wouldn't have allowed that meeting to take place because the documents were not distributed. They would have made an halabaloo on the availability of the documents.
Yeah.
So the issue is the documents. So the traveling of members, you can write it. Now, I'm not going to tell minister that no, that is the issue. I'm telling them that no.
Are you dancing in the airport?
No, I'm not. Why don't you
stop talking, this one? Doesn't stop talking.
Why don't you send me an SMS? Because
I wanted us to talk about Tuesday. Or you inform me.
Yeah, let me call you. Because
with my back.
Yes, everything. Because now this is the key. I mean.
No, it's fine. Let's talk. Say,
yeah.
Give me a call.
Then. Yeah, sure.
Because I want to go home now.
No, okay.
The chairperson made an announcement that the reverse amendment bill would be circulated during the portfolio committee of Tuesday.
Cheers, colleagues. Enjoy the weekend.
Bye.
Sure. Thank you. Yeah, hey, we didn't sleep
of Tuesday. Tuesday is the 29th of August. I think it's going to be Tuesday, the 29th of August. Committee on
I need a cigarette.
You need a cigarette? Yeah.
Remember, and I don't have any.
Excuse me. And then remember now they said on Tuesday they are going to discuss the approach of the interviews. You remember what they said? It was proposed by the DA and then EFF said,
They said they would start discussing the approach
of the SABC board interview
on the day of the interviews. So that would be Wednesday.
No.
Was my understanding.
No, let's go to
But I think he was getting confused between Mondays and Tuesdays.
Yes, yeah. Because Josie said, no, on Tuesday we start with it. So that initially the interview start on the 30th. So which means on Tuesday they are going to discuss the approaches, the committee, and then on 30th when the interview start, they start on the basis of the high agreement.
And it's sit down for 3 days.
Yes, yeah, it's going to sit for 3 days, yeah. Then the chairperson and the fellow committee on communication got a question. What definition to be a student? From
who are you sending this out to?
From the National Assembly. Hmm?
Who are you sending this out to?
This is what this text to my boss.
Okay.
Yeah. The chairperson announced that the Federal Committee on Communication got the permission to be declared from the National Assembly plenary of Thursday. It will be the 31st. Sorry, Madam Speaker. What day it will be Thursday?
Thursday.
Yeah, next week.
It's not the
31st. 31st, yeah, okay.
The month end.
Yeah, month end. Oh, yeah, hey, that one. Hey, month end. Thank you. From the National Assembly Plenary of the 31st. Okay. 2017. To continue with the interview. And then this is the thought the year we say the philanthropy application meeting for phone.
What is David's first name?
David. Oh, the David. You can Google him on.
Oh, no, I just was hoping I. You might know.
Didn't they sign on your attendance register? Remember the.
No, that MPs don't sign that.
Oh, okay.
They sign this.
Oh.
Okay. They don't sign this. I sign this.
Oh, okay. They said, can I write it here? That's it. Where they said the approach of the interviews will be discussed and adopted on Tuesday. On Tuesday's portfolio committee meeting. Is that your understanding?
I would just to be on the safe side, I would say we'll be discussed.
Okay. The committee. The committee.
Who's your boss?
The Minister of Communication. The committee.
Okay.
The committee agree to discuss approach of the interview
Do I remember? Ministry also got it on the net, huh?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You mean who got them?
When they were talking about this whole bull.
Oh yeah, no, but
they were saying, is it a staff issue or is it a ministry issue?
Yeah, I could have just shot them and said, no, this bill is in parliament, it's a parliamentary matter.
Mm.
So, I mean, I don't know why, opposition, I don't know why, they just wanted to get to the minister. I think that's what they wanted to. Because, I mean, really, ministers got no control on this bill. It's parliament. Parliament requested ministers to make input, and the minister made her input, and then the parliament who must finalize the, you know, the revised.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Mm. The committee agreed to discuss and up.
Sorry, ladies, are we all going?
No, it's okay, my dear. Take your time.
The approach of the is there anything that you think? Is there anything that you think I should capture in my report?
Oh yeah, I've got to write my 5,000 one, my 3,000 report.
Yeah. So I'm just taking the key outcomes. I know you guys go in detail, and my former minister, Trevor Manuel. They used to hide us on your report. He said, look, the report of the PMG is good. So you guys are in my office to give me this duck report, whatever. Because your report was more, the PMG report is more detailed, you know.
Mm.
This member said this was the response. Whereas in our official report here, we just capture the outcomes.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't go with this said this and this responded by saying this said no.
I'm a journalist. I'm just doing this to help out.
You're a journalist.
Yeah, I'm doing this to help out.
Okay.
No worries.
So did you have did you make your input on the editorial policy, the revised editorial policy? Or you haven't seen it?
Mm-mm, I haven't been
attending
the show. I haven't been able to leave the house.
Because it affects everybody, the freelance, or everybody is in that. Huh?
Mm, and I've been kind of housebound because I haven't been able to walk.
Oh, okay. What else? Oh, yes, yeah. Those names. Do you have those names?
They were emailed to me. So if
emailed
to me, they would have emailed them to you.
I think I must also cover it on my...
Well, what were they planning on doing on Monday? Because that's what they're doing on Tuesday now.
Maybe.
So Tuesday they're doing deliberations on the films and portfolios.
Yes.
On Tuesday they're doing that. On Monday, so now that's happening on Tuesday.
Yes.
So only Wednesday are they going to be discussing how they're approaching the interview, as far as I know.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Do you see that as a response to MPA? Okay, I'll check because I was that part I was recording it here. I'll also double check, yeah.
Okay.
List of candidates was listed. Yeah, I think I've now let me pick up in person.
I want to say that it was appropriate that the EFF declined to give any input to the nomination. I don't know.
So, do you think it was best for them to have done that?
All I'm saying is if you were to think there's something to add in.
I don't know, maybe because the guy is, you know, these people, they got their mandate from the country. Maybe he, the EFF member, didn't get a mandate from his party to say he must present his name.
He's
also an independent person. That husband of yours,
on all day.
Okay.
This is Nigel here. Can I ask that it gets emailed to me, please?
Which one?
The
audio.
And the
what?
And the report. I've got one who I've got here as well.
Which one? Because he only sent me one page. So because he only sent me one page.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. Only the MGA and the... Yeah, exactly.